Missouri State University Theater and Dance opens their 2019-2020 academic year and their theatrical season with the 1981 Pulitzer Prize for Drama winner, Southern Gothic comedy Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. Dr. Carol Maple is directing that production, and here with me this morning, she had to leave me a note to tell me what her name was, is Carrie Wahlborg. And what is your position within this production?
I am playing Meg McGrath. She's the second oldest sister.
Continues. It's already running, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it continues through October the 1st in the intimacy of the Craig Hall Balcony Theater. Mm-hmm. Performances are weeknights at 7:30 and Sundays at 2:30 p.m. Now, you mentioned your character, Meg McGrath. This is a family of three sisters who are, I'll let you go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, so it's about a family of three sisters. Meg, who is recently in Hollywood, has come home because their littlest sister, Babe, has just shot her husband.
Okay.
So it kind of goes through how they're dealing with this whole situation.
Now, Babe is out on bail right
yes.
at this point. Okay.
Yes, she is.
Did she kill her husband? I can't remember if...
She did not kill her husband.
All right, all right. And they're also... You've got the three sisters and one of them... Who's Lenny? Her name is Lenny. She's put her own dreams aside so that she
yes.
can take care of their cantankerous old granddaddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Meg's career in Hollywood has kind of gone flat.
Yeah, it's not been going so well for her the past while.
And obviously, Babe has her own problems.
Oh,
with with a husband who deserves to be shot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And but they also have a self-righteous cousin who sticks his nose in all the time.
Oh yeah, that would be. Chick, and she is...
Not he, but she.
Yeah. She is always over sticking her nose in everyone's business, and it definitely represents, I think, some of the Southern, just comedy in Southern families and how we all have relatives that will sometimes... Be a little interested in what's happening. With
maybe a little too interested
yeah.
in what's happening. But there are other issues at stake here mm-hmm. in the play, escaping the past and moving forward and trying to find ways
yep.
to do that without losing your mm-hmm. sense of self.
Yeah. And, I mean, really the whole play, it mixes in a lot of comedy and dark humor, but really goes back to the title, which is Crimes of the Heart, and the things that we have to go through and how we get through them with family and reconnecting.
Well, the description of the play as a Southern Gothic comedy kind of says
yes.
tells you a lot about the comedy part, but also the dark, the Southern element, but also the darkness that
mm-hmm.
is
kind
of underlying the whole thing. Now, there's no late seating permitted in the balcony theater because you'd be tripping over people and really getting in their way
yeah.
and possibly some of the cast members too if you try to come late. So again, performances are weeknights at 7:30 and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 through October 1st in the Balcony Theater on the second floor of Craig Hall. Tickets are $12 and $14. MSU students with an ID get in for $8, but you have to purchase those student tickets in advance. They're not available at the door. For tickets, you can go to MissouriStateTix.com or call the box office at 836-7678. And there's all kinds of information on the MSU Theater and Dance program, as well as their current new season at theateranddance.missouristate.edu. Well, is there anything else you'd like people to know about this show?
I will say
there is mild language and adult themes.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely be sure to... watch out for that.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy, but I think it's just a wonderful show that's been written just amazingly, and Beth Henley's so great and really has produced something that has stood the test of time.
Yeah, 1981
mm-hmm.
won the Pulitzer Prize and made a great movie out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
With of course, a local connection with a former MSU theater alum who won an Emmy nomination for that, of course, Tess Harper.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, who knows? Maybe some of the people in the cast in this will go on to to great things.
Let's hope
that
so.
Is Kerry Wahlborg, who plays the role of Meg in MSU Theater and Dance's production of Crimes of the Heart, which is currently underway. How have performances gone so far?
Good. We had our opening night last night,
right?
And it was fantastic. We're so excited to have an audience and for people to see what we've been working on and what we love so
right.
much.
Right. Yeah, it is. It finally, you know, whatever little theatrical experience I've had, I hated the rehearsal period.
Oh.
But once you got into the show itself, it was fine, you know.
Yeah. We especially just going up on our dress rehearsals and just getting closer to opening night, we were very ready to have people seeing it and watching it and
right.
reacting. So we're very excited for.
All right. Once again, you can call 836-7678 or go to MissouriStateTix.com to pre-order your tickets for Crimes of the Heart. And since Balcony Theater doesn't see very many people, you're doing a number of performances altogether, but
yes.
like all the way Monday through Saturday of next week,
mm-hmm.
right? And Sunday of this week.
Yes.
Are you doing the next Sunday as well?
I believe so. They have all the dates set
right.
on the Missouri Tix website.
But that again,
so
weeknights at 7:30, Sunday afternoons at 2:30. Well, all right. Kerry, thanks for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you so much for having me.